my pleasure to have Lionel Dudley on the Soul Show. Lionel knew Bette Davis directly and through his brother, who was her lead guitarist for a time. Lionel, thanks for spending some time with me. It's my pleasure to have you.
It's a pleasure, Mike. It's a resurrection.
I bet it is.
Rock and what those people stood for. Bette Davis, there's no statement that can be awarded for what she meant.
You're talking as an observer, but you were also a participant, because I know that you were involved in a very special concert here, which may have been the only time that Bette played Pittsburgh. It was at the Alpine, right?
And, yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Cordell and I, we were co-producers.
I see. You both worked on this show.
Worked on this show. He had a power trio after separating from Bette as her lead guitarist.
Yes. He was on the second album with her,
right,
correct?
They Say I'm Different.
Yes.
He's the lead guitarist on all songs and some background vocals.
Mm-hmm.
Now the separation is there, and Cordell's back to where he formed his another new power trio.
Yes.
We had the pleasure where Cordell was going to perform with his power trio. Bette's going to perform. And we became co-producers at the old Alpine Arena.
I did a little research on that. This was off of Route 30 near the Parkway, tucked away up there kind of in the Forest Hills, Wilkinsburg nook, right?
We really wanted, Cordell and I, and I think Bette in part too, we wanted the Pittsburgh scene, the rock scene, to see her perform.
Yes.
And now here Cordell is not her lead guitarist. But we were still excited, even though we're promoting Cordell's power trio.
Mm-hmm.
But we were just as excited, maybe more excited, that Bette was performing, and we're co-producers. And it's local.
Yes.
And we're part of it and making decisions. And we're young. We're so young. Terrible night. A very rainy.
Oh, that's great.
English
type of night.
Yes. Yes. We were disappointed because the circulation, the crowd, was not what we wanted to be.
And, of course, the weather didn't help you that
dramatic.
Day, right?
And at that time, the geographical location.
Yes.
And the parking. But it was the old Alpine Arena. And at that time, it was an arena, and Bette is here performing, and we're producing it.
Yes.
So that made us excited. We didn't know decades later that
let me say the historical significance of that, right?
Did not know, no idea, no idea.
And to your knowledge, there was never another
to my
show
knowledge
in Pittsburgh.
To my knowledge, in any type of form of education, to promoting and concerts locally, national.
Yeah.
I don't know of anybody ever attempted, but we know that the nucleus of it all, okay, and producing her on the local level, being that she was based from here.
Yes.
And we had a part in that.
Do you remember who the band was? The lineup of the band. It's been a long time.
It's such a long time, but a lot of her cousins, the bass player, ironically, always that bottom, Larry Johnson, cousin. Nicky Neal.
Yes.
He took the original drummer, the second drummer, Ted Sparks. Nicky Neal, her other cousin, was the drummer.
Okay.
The guitar player's name, who took Cordell's place, Cordell took Neil Sean's spot, who originally wanted that slot.
Yeah.
But the guitar player who did a great job on Nasty Girl, I loved his work on Nasty Girl, but I cannot think of his name. But her cousins were part of the cast, and they were all from the South, and they were all real relatives.
Nope.
That was Bette Davis.